Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of great days become, lost in the sun.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my dance. The late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back from the Innocent Age album. I'm Tim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you for all of you who've been buying my book. I really appreciate that, and I know you're enjoying it. Tom Hagen is here. Tom's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of a book I really want you to look at, folks. Don't Worry, Retire Happy, 7 Steps to Retirement Security. Even if you're 10, 15 years away from retirement, Tom, it's never really too early to start, is it, getting ready for this?
No, in fact, the earlier you start, the better off you are because of the compounding of, you know, interest. And mm-hmm. interest rates are so low that I now say it's the money you save in your 20s that will allow you to retire in your 60s. Yeah. And if you're not saving money in your 20s, you're probably not going to be able to retire in your 60s.
And I'll tell you something else. There's something, though, I want to move over to. But I tell you what, before we do that, I want you to give us your website.
RetireHappyNow.com, RetireHappyNow.com.
Okay. So check it out. Yeah. Tom, one of the things when people retire, they think that Medicare is going to take care of all their issues. Is that true?
No, that's not true. Medicare does not cover your long-term care expenses. And, you know,
tell us what you mean by long-term care.
Well, long-term care is helping you with activities of daily living. It can be assisted living. It can be help in your house. Mm-hmm. It can be a nursing home coverage. I mean, I've got the kind where I get to stay in my house till the day that I die, and I never have to go to a nursing home, mm-hmm. and the nurse has to come to me, and my favorite part is I get to pick the nurse. And you know why? Because I got a plan. I've got long-term care insurance with home health care, and I get to stay in my house. And I think if I ask people, would you rather spend your last days in your house, would you rather spend your last days in a stinky nursing home? Most people would say they'd rather stay in their house. So then I always ask them, well, what's your plan? You got to have a plan.
Well, tell us about the plan. How do we put it together?
Yeah, so you know, you've got to have a plan for long-term care. And I say any plan is better than no plan. So some of the options are you can buy long-term care insurance, or you can buy a life insurance policy that's got a long-term care insurance bucket on it, or you can get an annuity that doubles or triples if you need long-term care coverage. Or you can buy a deferred income annuity that springs up and pays you a bunch of money in your 80s.
And none of those are exactly a long-term care policy, right? They're not targeted as a long-term care policy, which we know.
Yeah, I mean, well, the first one that I said, long-term care insurance, is a long-term care policy. But the others are more hybrid-type policies, either long-term care with life or long-term care with annuity, or just straight deferred income annuity.
The reason I like those last ones is because the first kind, the long-term care policy, I'm not saying that they're bad, but some people can't afford that, and they may be able to come up with one of the other policies that might not give them as much as the other plan does, but it fits their pocketbook. What do you think?
Right, and your dollars could do more than one thing. Like, for example, if you buy a life insurance policy with long-term care bucket, that dollar can be used for emergency purposes if you have an emergency.
Right.
If you don't need long-term care, it pays a death benefit to your family.
Right.
But if you need long-term care, there's a bucket there. So those dollars are providing multiple uses. It's not as full coverage as the long-term care insurance policy, but it's certainly better than nothing. And you've got.
And when you say life insurance, now you're obviously talking about whole life, right?
Well, a permanent type.
I meant permanent, not term.
Yeah, term won't work for any type of retirement or estate planning need.
But it is good. It is good for cheap death benefit.
Yeah, it's there for supplemental coverage when you're young, when the mortgage is high, when the kids are young. It's there for extra insurance. It was never meant to be your only policy.
Yep.
Jim, here's what I say about life insurance. Here's the ultimate truth. The only policy that matters is the one that's enforced on the day that you die.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's term or whole life or variable life or index life. The only one that matters is the one that's enforced on the day that you die. The problem with term is less than 2% are ever enforced on the day that you die.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't mean term is bad. It just means term should never be your only policy. It's a supplemental extra coverage.
Well, one thing for sure, when you're young, buy a permanent policy of some kind and hang on to it forever, because at some point in time when you get older, your term life policies, they're always limited, right? They always have an end date.
Yep.
And the rates are very high when you get older.
Yeah. Well, they're actuarially written so that you won't have them when you die. I mean, they'll be too expensive when you die. That's what term is. But it's there for short periods of time. Supplemental coverage is great for that, but it will not be there for retirement or estate planning purposes.
Do you recommend the long-term care policies? You definitely recommend those. I mean, I've heard some scary stories about some of those.
I mean, the problem is that they've all been mispriced, and that
I agree with that.
Have been going up and everything. Yeah. But here's the deal, Jim. I tell people this all the time. If you think long-term care insurance is expensive, you ought to try not having it.
Well, I'll tell you,
that'll wipe you out.
One of the things that I believe, if you want to know about what it costs to take care of yourself in your old age, that means you haven't taken care of a parent. And
right.
I'm on my second trip with that. And so you start writing checks for your parents. You figure out that it's a sobering event, isn't it?
It is.
I need your website one more time, Tom.
RetireHappyNow.com.
Tom Hegna, ladies and gentlemen, Hegna. The book is called Don't Worry, Retire Happy. Tom, come back soon. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim, and love your book.
Thanks.
Age of the Customer, love it.
I appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Tom Hegna, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.